Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Rosh Hashanah daf. Hey, we are holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis. We are at Emor Da Amrin on three lines before the lines get wide on the bottom of daf. Dalet Amud Beis today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored by the virtual Halacha program in honor of starting Hilchos Brachos, the program which under the auspices of Harav Nevin Sal Shlita provides the flexibility to learn Halacha at a high level whenever you can, wherever you are. Visit vhalacha.com for more information. It's also sponsored by the Mishra family in honor of the 30th anniversary of Jeff's Bar Mitzvah, Shabbos Parshas Lech Lecha. It is also sponsored by Rabbi Meir Bruckheimer in memory of HaChaver Naftali Ben Meir, whose yard site is Friday. And it's also sponsored by Joshua and Jonathan Kaplan in memory of their father, Philip Kaplan, Shraga Yehuda Ben Avram Zichrono Levracha, whose fifth yard site will be marked this Shabbos on the 10th of Cheshvan. May his neshama have an aliyah. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding in the sugya of Bal Ta'acher. We had a whole list yesterday of different karbanos for which one violates Bal Ta'acher if they don't bring them on time. And we had all these different opinions as far as how many regalim have to pass in order to violate Bal Ta'acher. So the Gemara is going to discuss today how the Tana'im, who already used the pasuk of B'chag HaMatzos, of B'chag HaShavuos, of B'chag HaSukkos for the Yisra of Bal Ta'acher, derive that Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva, because the last thing we said was that some learn that Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva from the juxtaposition of Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos. It's just like Chag HaMatzos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva, so does Chag HaShavuos have Tashlum for the Karbanos. You can make up the Karbanos for a full week. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, but if you use that pasuk for that, then where do you know if you use that pasuk for something else, for Bal Ta'acher, then how do you know that Shavuos has Tashlum and Kol Shiva if you're not going to be able to use that pasuk? Then the Gemara is going to have two different explanations. What in the world Karban Pesach was doing on the list of Bal Ta'acher Karbanos, the different things that you could violate Bal Ta'acher with? How do you violate Bal Ta'acher with the Karban Pesach? Once it's not Erev Pesach anymore, there is no bringing of the Karban Pesach. So how could it be if you violate, if a three regalim pass, you're not bringing it once Erev Pesach passes? Then the Gemara is going to have sources for Bal Ta'acher on all of the items that we listed on Daf Dalet. We gave not only Karbanos, we spoke about Arach and the Charamin and all these other things that how do I know that all of those things are subject to Bal Ta'acher? And we're going to quote one pasuk where each word in the pasuk is going to tell us about other categories of items that are included in Bal Ta'acher. Then the Gemara is going to have four different possibilities to explain the drasha that Chilufav is not Chayiv in Bal Ta'acher. The Gemara is going to make a drasha that who v'lo Chilufav, that only the carbon itself, but not that which you switch the carbon out for, that's not going to be subject to Bal Ta'acher. So four possibilities. What kind of chilupin we're talking about? What kind of chilufa carbon are we talking about? And then at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to have different drashos from Vahaya Becha Chet. What does the Torah teach us when it says Vahaya Becha Chet, as opposed to what? Who else would be in violation of an Avera when you violate Bal Ta'acher? So the Gemara is going to have two possible explanations, that either to say that, yeah, you violate an Avera, but the carbon is still kosher, or to tell me, we're going to see in the beginning of tomorrow's daf, Vahaya Becha Chet V'lo Be'ishta Chachet, that this is one of those things that you can't blame your wife for, that it's if a person does an Avera, it's not his wife's fault, his wife is not going to be blamed for that. It's vayi b'chachet v'lo b'ishchachet. So it says, let's pick up again, emor da'amrinan. We left off three lines before the lines get wide on the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. So we had just said that when the Torah repeats Chag HaMatzos and Chag HaShavuos and Chag HaSukkos, it must be that it's teaching me that we could be makish Chag HaMatzos to Chag HaShavuos, that just like Chag HaMatzos you have 7 days of Tashlumin for the Karban, so too Chag HaShavuos, even though the Yom Tov is only one day, you get 7 days of Tashlumin for the Karban. So the Gemara had asked, well, if it doesn't just mention Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, it says Chag HaSukkos also. So why don't we say that we should compare Shavuos to Sukkos? And just like Sukkos is 8 days, so too for Shavuos you should have 8 days to be matched in the Karban. So Gemara said, no, Sukkos isn't 8 days. Shemini is regel b'fnei atzmohu. Shemini atzeres is its own separate Yom Tov. It's not part of Sukkos. So that drasha cannot be made. So says Gemara, really? Shemini is regel b'fnei atzmo? Legabe everything? Eimer damrin Shemini regel b'fnei atzmo l'inyan Pizar Keshav. Yes, Shmini Atzeres is a regel b'fnei atzmo regarding the six things that are alluded to in the Rashi Tevos of Pizar Keshav. Avalinya Tashlumin, but as far as Tashlumin of a Karban, Divrei HaKol Tashlumin Derishonu, everyone agrees that you could be mashlim the Karbanos of Sukkis if you didn't bring them at that point on Shmini Atzeres. Titnan, it says Beferish in the Mishnah, Mishalo Chag Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, Chogeg is called a regel, Vi Yom Tov Achron Shel Chag. You could still bring the Karban Chagiga, not only on all of Chol HaMoed, but even on Shmini Atzeres. So why do we compare Chag HaShavuos to Chag HaMatzos if Shavuos, Pesach, and Sukkis are all listed together? Who told us that we should compare Shavuos to Pesach and not to Sukkis, and thereby limit the number of days that you're able to be mashlim the Karbanos of Shavuos? Says Gemara, because you have two options over here. You could either compare Shavuos to Pesach and learn 7 days of Karban, or compare Shavuos to Sukkis and learn 8 days. Tafasta Meruba lo tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. One of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash HaSpan is that when you have those two options, you always go, you don't aim big. You always go with the sure thing. You always go with the smaller number. That's what the Rishonim say, that the Svara of this Limud is that when you go with the smaller number, that's a sure thing. Because if the halacha is that you could bring karbanos for 7 days, by saying 7 days, you know you're good. And if the halacha is you could bring karbanos for 8 days, by saying 7 days, you also know you're good. Meaning 7 days, yesh b'chal masayim mana, so you know for sure by when tafasta muat that you're taking a halacha. That's true. So the question that the Achronim deal with is if that's really the svar of tafasta meruba lo tafasta, tafasta muat tafasta. So it really sounds more like a safek, meaning I'm not really sure what the drasha is supposed to be, so we're going to play it safe and be tafasta muat. But most of the Achronim point out that no, once we have that svara, the svar is megala on the midrash hatar and drashas pen, that it's one of the midrash hatar and drashas been b'toras vaday, that we assume that it's b'toras vaday they only have 7 days to be mashed in the karbanos of Shavuos, not b'toras safik. What was this trick in this Rosh Hashanah, Pizar Keshav? So the Rishonim discussed different possibilities, but the simple pshat, the way Rashi understands, is that the pay means a pious, that there used to be mefayis on that day for the karbon, for the bringing of the par that's brought in Shmini Atzeres, because throughout the rest of Chag HaSukkos they would not be mefayis. They would just take turns throughout all of the Mishmaros. But on Shmini, they'd be Mephias, and all of the Mishmaros get to enter the raffle equally. The Zayin is Zman, that you say a Shachyanu on Shmini Atzeres, even though you already said a Shachyanu on the first night of Sukkis, because it's an independent Yom Tov, it gets its own Shachyanu. The Reish is Regel, that it's not called Chag HaSukkos. And Nafkamina, we don't sit in the Sukkah, we don't take Lulav, we don't mention Chag HaSukkos in Kiddush, or in Benching, or in Tefillah. We say B'yom Shmini Atzeres, because it has its own name. And the Kuf is Korban, that it's not, it doesn't have the same din like the Korbanos HaChag, which are Nisma'it V'Holech, which go down in number as Sukkot goes on, that on the first day we bring 13 Parim, and on the second day 12 Parim V'Chulei, and you would imagine, therefore, that on the eighth day you'd be down to Shisha Parim, but instead we only bring Par Echon and Shmini Atzeres. And when it comes to the Elim and the Kvasim also, it's different than the rest of the Imos HaChag. The Shin is Shir, that the Shir Shal Yom, that the Levim sing Ala Duchan and the Shmini Atzeres is not the same as the Shir of Sukkis. The Beis is Bracha, that the Birchas HaMelech, they would be Mevarichim and Shmini Atzeres as a Zecher to the Chanukah's Beis HaMikdash, which is B'Yom HaShmini Shilach HaSam V'Yivarchu Es HaMelech. So that's Pizar Keshav. Legabe those things, Shmini Atzeres is independent of Sukkis. But as far as Tashlumin is concerned, that was the Gemara's point, as far as Tashlumin is concerned, you could still do Tashlumin of the original Karban on Shmini Atzeres. The Gemara in Sukkah even said that if a person didn't have a Su'uda on the first night, that he could make it up on Shmini Atzeres with an extra Su'uda, well, not an extra, with a little more food at the Su'uda on Shmini Atzeres. So Shmini Atzeres is connected to Sukkis, but it's also separate from Sukkis, legabe different halachas. So now the Gemara asks, if the Hekish is only between Shavuos and Pesach, and that's why the two of them have to be listed together in the pasuk to learn the dinim of being mashlim the karbanos. El ma'ilcha kasher rachman el chagasukos. Why does the Torah even mention chagasukos in the grouping? We're not learning anything from chagasukos, so it must be that there's an additional hakish la'akusha l'chagamatzos, that we compare chagasukos to chagamatzos, that there's a limud to be had between chagasukos and chagamatzos. That ma chagamatzos tolino, that just like chagamatzos, The people who go up to Yerushalayim on Pesach on the first day of Yom Tov have to remain there on Motzai Yom Tov Rishon until the next morning. That's the din that it's Talon Lina. So Av Chagasukos Talon Lina. So too by Chagasukos they have to remain in Yerushalayim until the day until the morning of the first day of Chol HaMoed. So that's why the Torah lists all three together. To link Chagashvus to Chagapesach as far as Karbanos are concerned, and to link Chagasukos to Chagapesach as far as Lina is concerned. So says the Gemara, V'hasa minalan, great, you're going to learn from Chagapesach that you need Lina by Chagasukos. But how do I know that by Pesach you need Lina? How do I know that by Chagamatzos there's a requirement of Lina? Tichsiv, that's a beferish pasuk. Pasuk says, Ufanisa v'boker v'alachta lo'alecha, that you don't go back at night to your house, you only go back in the morning. So v'boker can't mean the boker of the Chag itself, because you have to stay there in order to be in the Azara, because that's the whole mitzvah of Eliyah the Regel. And also, you can't go back home when it's Yom Tov, because there's Nisr Tchumen. So Baboker must mean the first day of Chol HaMoed. That's how we know what Baboker means. V'tanakama v'Rabbi Shimon, wait a second, but the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, who darshan the fact that the Torah said, Shalosh Pam Bashoni Yirah, and then it repeated, B'chag Mas, B'chag Shus, B'chag Asukos, to teach me about Baal Ta'acher, meaning we had two opinions that you only violate Baal Ta'acher when all three regalim pass. How did they know that? Because the Torah repeated these three regalim. So they already use these words to teach me about the din of Baal Ta'acher. So Tashlumin Atzaris Min Alehu, how are they going to know the din that Shavuos gets Tashlumin for Kol Shiva? They can't use these words in the Pasuk, because the Pasuk is already used up to teach me the din of Baal Ta'acher. So says the Gemara, they have a different source for the din of Tashlumin. Nafkalu Miditani, Rabba Bar Shmuel, they learn the din of Tashlumin for the Karbanos of Shavuos from that which Rabba Bar Shmuel taught. What did Rabba Bar Shmuel teach? Titani, Rabba Bar Shmuel, Amra Torah, Mana Yamim V'Kidesh Chodesh, V'Kadesh Chodesh. The Torah says you should count 29 days and then be Mekadesh the 30th day as Rosh Chodesh, and then you bring a Korban Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, because the Torah says Ad Chodesh Yamim. So the Torah says that by saying Chodesh Yamim, the Torah is telling me that how do I count the Chodesh? I count it in terms of days. So too, Mana Yamim V'Kadesh Hatzeres. We count 49 days, and we're Mekadesh, the Yom Tov of Shavuos, through the 49-day count of Sfiras HaOmer. So Rabbi Bar Shmuel compares those two dinim to each other, that by both of those dinim, the karbanos, the bringing of the karbanos, is done when you get to that conclusion, to that thrilling conclusion of the count of days. So Ma Chodesh L'Menuyav, just like the Chodesh, the Torah's Mekadesh, in the karbanos to bring on Rosh Chodesh, is one of the days that's counted. So on Afatzeres L'Menuyav, so too, whatever you're counting toward for Shavuos, you should have karbanos that are brought throughout that entire time period. Meaning, in order to count to get to Rosh Chodesh, you count X number of days to get to Rosh Chodesh. So how long do you have to bring the karban of Rosh Chodesh? A day, because those are the units of time that we're counting in to get to Rosh Chodesh. And in order to get to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, what are the units of time that we count in? We count in weeks. And therefore, the amount of time that you have to bring the Karbanos of Shavuos is a week, because that's the units of time that we count to get to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Says Gemara, Ema Atzeres Chad Yoma. But wait, should we count days to get to Shavuos? We count 49 days of Svira. So Amar Rava, Atu Atzeres Yomi Manina Shavuos Lo Maninan. Do you think we only count days and we don't count weeks for Shavuos? Vamar Mar, Mitzvah L'mimni Yom. We learn that there's a mitzvah to do both. There's a mitzvah, the Torah says it twice. The Torah says Tisbur Chamishim Yom, and the Torah also says Sheva Shavuos, that you have to count. So there's two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah to count days, and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. Right? That's what the Beis Halevi writes, that if you miss out on one of them, you miss the night of Sfira, it could be that at the end of each week, you can still count with the bracha, because you still have the mitzvah Lemimni Shavuos, unless you missed out on one of the ends of the week. weeks that you might still be able to get if you really view them as independent mitzvahs. So therefore, since we do count weeks to get to the Yom Tov of Shavuos, an entire Shavua is Niskadesh. So it's fascinating. Both things happen. Since we're counting in units of days, so there's one day that becomes the Yom Tov of Shavuos. But since we're also counting in units of weeks, there's a whole week that becomes the proper time for the Karbanos of Shavuos. So it works out that each one is Mekadesh that unit of time. Va'od, and furthermore, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. The Torah calls Atzeres Chag Shavuos. So you see that the primary counting is really in terms of weeks, and the length of a Shavua is Niskadesh, therefore, for bringing Karbanos, just like we find when it comes to Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara had quoted this statement of Rabbi Bar Shmuel that Amar Torah Mani Yom Mekadesh Chodesh, and from there we learned that even though we know that between one Molad Halavana and the other Molad Halavana, and the next Molad Halavana, there isn't really 30 days. There's 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim, right? That's the Rambam and Kiddush HaChodesh Perek Vav writes that way, and we know that. But nevertheless, we're not Mekadesh Chodesh in the middle of the day to make half of the day from one month and half of the day from the following month. We're Mekadesh the Chodesh on the following day, meaning that entire day that the Molad Halavana happens is in the previous month, and then the following day is the beginning of the next month. That's why I need a drasha here. I mean, of course, Rosh Chodesh is only going to be one. What else is going to be? So no, the drasha ad Chodesh Yamin, that has to be a full unit of a day. That you might think that whenever the Molad happens, okay, that's when it's Rosh Chodesh, because we're looking at a physical reality. So when there's a Molad Halavana, so that should be Rosh Chodesh. But no, it's a din in the Torah that it has to be a full day. That's Rosh Chodesh. Now, do we ever take into account 29 days and 12 hours and 793 chalakim? So the Gabe Pidyon HaBen, the Torah says, Upidu Yomi Ben Chodesh Tifta. That means, according to the Sheet of the Chachamim in the Mishnah Becharos Taf Mem Tes, that after a Chodesh, meaning on day 31 and on, the mitzvah of Pidyon begins. And that's what we pass on Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea Simon Shin Hei, which is the Simon about Pidyon HaBen, that we're only Poda, we only do Pidyon HaBen on day 31 from the birth. So the Bach in Yerodea is Mechadish, the Gabi Pidyon HaBen, you don't need to wait until the entire 30th day is over. Once you get past 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim, the child is already right away for a pidyon. And he brings a raya to that from the Arayim, and that's what he paskins in a tshuva, and that's what the Shach writes in Yerodea over there as well, like the Bach, that you don't need to wait till the end of the day, as long as you hit 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. However, in the Trumas Hadesh and Simrei Samachtas, he says, no, we don't do pidyon on Yom Lamed, and therefore he says, if it turns out that Yom Lamed is on Erev Shabbos, you're not going to be podim until Sunday. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens as well, that you delay the pidyon HaBen until Sunday, and that's what the Trumas Marshal says as well, that you'd wait until Sunday. And the Magen Avraham and Orach Chaim, Simrei Shalamates, quotes the Bach and disagrees with the Bach. And he brings a raya from our Gemara that we learn from the Pasuk that a Chodesh is 30 full days. So you see that Hu Adin, wherever the Torah says Chodesh, it's got to be 30 full days. And you can't just do the reality of a Chodesh of 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 Chalakim. That's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, that you shouldn't be Podeh, be Yom Shloshim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Yerodea also discusses this Kasha of the Magen Avraham, and he paskens also like the Shulchan Aruch, that you should not be poda before the end of 30 full days. That's often very confusing to people, exactly when to do Pidyon HaBen. Easy way to remember it, if your child, whatever day of the week the child is born on, skip 2 days later, 4 weeks later, and then 2 days later in the week. And that's the day of the Pidyon HaBen, that's the day that it's supposed to be done. The practice is to do it toward the end of the day, not to do it in the night before, even though that's often more convenient. Common practice, because we want to make sure that in addition to being on day 31, that you also have definitely passed 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 chalakim. And if a child is born at the very end of the day, and then you do it the night before, you will not have gotten past 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim. So that's why the practice is to do it in the afternoon. People are very often not happy about that practice, but that seems to be the practice that the poskim recommend in Shulchan Aruch. Okay. meaning we try to be machmir at the very least to make sure that, you know, it could be we're not makil like the Bach to do after 29 days, 12 hours, 793, but we're machmir like the Bach not to do before 29 days, 12 hours, 793 chalakim. Okay, so says the Gemara now. Where are we? So the Braisa had said all the things that are, we had a Braisa in yesterday's daf that listed all of the items that are subject to Balta Acher. One of the items on the list was Korban Pesach, that if you don't bring in Korban Pesach in the right time and three regalim pass, you're in violation of Bal Ta'acher. So it says, Mar Pesach bar mikra b'regalim hu, is it even possible to bring Pesach on any of the regalim? How could you say that you violate Bal Ta'acher? Korban Pesach has one slot. It's Erev Pesach, and that's it. That's when you got to bring Korban Pesach. So Pesach zimna kaviyale. Pesach has a zman kavuan. Yedal nisan. I akrave akrave. If you brought up bismano, wonderful. You were yotze your mitzvah. Vilo akrave yitchile. And if you were not makrovit, so it's nidche. It's gone forever. You can't be makrovit. Korban Pesach anymore. So what does it help to wait another three regalim and you violate Bal Ta'acher right away because you didn't do it. You had one chance and you blew the chance. So what does it mean that you only violate Bal Ta'acher if you wait three regalim? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Pesach Kedinas. Well, you're right. Pesach was added to the list unnecessarily. It doesn't have the same din of Bal Ta'acher that you only violate after three regalim. Rav Sheshes Amar, my Pesach, Shalmei Pesach. Rav Sheshes says, what do you mean, Kedinasva? We have to explain what it's doing there. So I had to make it on the list. So he says, no, we're not talking about the Pesach itself. Someone who didn't bring his Korban Pesach. We're talking about Shalmei Pesach. Let's say you had a Korban Pesach that got lost, and you replaced it, so you brought another Korban Pesach in its place. And then you found the original Korban Pesach that was lost, but it's already not Erev Pesach anymore. So now the halacha is that lost Korban Pesach that you found has a din of a Korban Shlamim. So that's where the Tana says that if you don't bring that Korban Shlamim within three regalim, then it's a violation of Bal Ta'acher. Says the Gemara, Korban Shlamim, we already had Shlamim on the list. Ihachi hainu Shlamim, meaning if Pesach doesn't really mean Pesach, it means that which used to be a Pesach but is now really a Korban Shlamim. So Korban Shlamim is already on the list that you violate Bal Ta'acher with Korban Shlamim. So says the Gemara, Tana Shlamim ban Machmas Pesach, but Tana Shlamim ban Machmas Atzman. When it says Shlamim Stam, it's a regular Shlamim. When it says Pesach, it means a Shlamim with a history, with a history of being a Korban Pesach. Why would I think to distinguish between a Shlamim that has a history of being a Korban Pesach and just Stam, a regular Korban Shlamim? Yeah, I would think that there's a distinction. Salkadayt chamino hol machmas Pesach kasu. I might have thought that since you were not makdash at the Shlamim, you're only makdash at the Pesach. And it comes, and mikoch Pesach, that's how it became a Shlamim. It only became a Shlamim through Pesach. Pesach Damu, I might think it therefore should have the same din as a Pesach, and just like if you're not makrav a Pesach on Yudal and Nisan, you violate Bal Ta'acher right away. You don't have to wait three regalim to violate Bal Ta'acher. So I might think by the Shlamim that comes Mikoach Pesach, you also violate Bal Ta'acher on the first regal that you had an opportunity to bring it, and you didn't bring it. I would think that you're immediately in violation of Bal Ta'acher. So Kamash Milan, that's why it has to tell me that it has the same din as any other Shlamim, that only after three regalim is one in fact in violation of Bal Ta'acher. So so says the Gemara Vayter. Now we had mentioned in the Braisa different things that there's an issur of Bal Ta'acher. So now we're going to explain what the source is for each of the items on the list that are subject to Bal Ta'acher. So minani mili, how do I know that all of the items mentioned in the Braisa are subject to the issur of Bal Ta'acher? So says Gemara Ditan Rabbanan, the Braisa darshan's a pasuk. Pasuk says ki sidor neder, those are the first three words, but the pasuk continues, L'Hashem Elokecha lo sa'achar l'shalmo kidorosh yidushenu Hashem Elokecha me'imach v'yi b'chachet. So we're going to darshan each phrase in that pasuk to tell me about some other din of Bal Ta'acher. So from the fact that it says kisidor neder einli ela neder, I would only learn an isra Bal Ta'acher if a person said harei olai karban. A neder is that a person takes a chiyuv on the gavra, that he says, I am going to be responsible for a karban. But nidava minayin, how do I know that if a person makes it a din in the Cheftza, he says Harei Zu Ola, or Harei Zu Shlamim, so that it's only that this animal is Kaddosh, where you're not going to be Chayiv Bachri Yusa. If it gets lost, you don't have to replace it. When you say Harei Olai, so it's your responsibility, and even though you had an animal in mind, if that animal gets lost, you have to replace it with another one, because it's din in you. You say Harei Zu, then if that animal gets lost, you're off the hook. So Minayin, how do I know that even in the case of a Nedava, that you violate Bal Ta'acher? So Nemar Ka Nedev, Nemar Lalan, Im Neder Nedava, that it says by the Pasuk of Bal Ta'acher the term Neder, and it says by the Din of Nosar, Im Neder O Nedava Zeva Karbanav. So Mala Alon, just like when the Torah says Neder, it's Nedava Imo in the context of Nosar, it equates Neder and Nedava. So Afkan, so too in Bal Ta'acher, Nedava Imo, we equate Neder and Nedava. Okay, then the Pasuk goes on, L'Hashem Elokecha. So that means it should be L'Shem Hashem. So Elu Hadamin, Ha'arachin, V'acharamin, V'akteshos. That refers to all of these different donations that one makes to Kachay Bedek HaBayis that are designated L'Hashem Elokecha, the Kohanim have no chelek in it. So therefore, that's also included from the words L'Hashem Elokecha. We derive that all of those items are also included in Bal Ta'acher, because the Pasuk that we're darshaning is the Bal Ta'acher Pasuk. So what is L'Hashem Elokecha? What goes only L'Hashem Elokecha where the Kohanim have no chelek in it? Not Karbanos. Karbanos Kohanim have chelek. Even a Karbanola, Kohanim get the Oros, right? All Karbanos Kohanim have a chelek in. The only thing that Kohanim have no chelek in are the Damin, the Arachim, the Charamin, and the Hekdeshos. Now that's how Rashi writes that these are only Takarosh Baruch Hu, and that is Rashi the Shitaso and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, that he said that we're talking about Charmi Gavoa are subject to Bal Ta'acher, but Charamim that are given to Kohanim are not subject to Bal Ta'acher. Meaning the term Cherim can mean two different things. Sometimes a person makes something Cherim LeGavoa, and sometimes he makes it Cherim LeKohanim. So Rashi assumes Bal Ta'acher is only on that which is Cherim LeGavoa, because the very source that Charamim are included in Bal Ta'acher is from L'Hashem Elokecha. So it's got to be something that doesn't go to Kohanim, that only goes L'Hashem Elokecha. However, Tosos in yesterday Zav said that Charmei Kohanim are also subject to Bal Ta'acher, and that's why Tosos Lishitasam in Dibra Maskal Arachim Charamim Agdeshos over here says that the limud is that by Arachim, by Bedamin and Charamim Agdeshos, it says Lashem by all of them. So we darshan that from the Pasuk Lashem Elokecha, that since by Charmei Kohanim it also says Lashem, so there's also an issue of Bal Ta'acher, meaning it's a word issue. It's the fact that the Torah uses that word Lashem in all of those contexts, so that's how I know that when the Torah says L'Hashem Elokecha and Bal Ta'acher, it's signaling to take from all of those different contexts and say that all of those things are subject to Bal Ta'acher. It happens to be that there's a machlokas and maseches harachim and daf chav beis, machlokas tanoim, whether stam charamim are lebedek habayis or stam charamim are lekohanim. Now clearly Rashi holds that our sugi is assuming that stam charamim are legevoa, because the Tana of the Brisa said charamim, and Rashi holds that it's limited over here to Charam and Legavoa and not to Kohanim. So it's Lebedek Habayis and not to Kohanim. So it's locking it, Rashi's approach locks himself in to one Shita in Tanaim in Maseches Arachin. So says the Gemara further now, Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, from the fact that it says you cannot delay in paying, Hu v'lo chilufav. Actually, before we get into that, because it's going to be a discussion of what hu v'lo chilufav means, so we listed all the items that are subject to Bal Ta'acher, right? Neder, Nedava, Damin, Eruch, Arachin, Charamin, Hekdeshos, Chatalos, Hashamos, Olos, Shamos, Tzedakah, Maisim, Bechor, Leket, Shukhapeya, all these different items. There's a Tshuvas or Advaz in Chelek Beis, in Taf Reish Tzadiches. He calls it Taf Reish Ches Tzadi because Taf Reish Tzadi Ches spells Tirzach. But so Taf Reish Ches Tzadi, where he was asked about a Ben Chutz La'aretz that took a neder to give tzedakah to Aniyah Yerushalayim or Shemin Lamar or the Beis HaKnesses in Yerushalayim, does he violate Bal Ta'acher when he took such a neder? Right, that was a very common thing, to take a neder to give Shemin Lamar, where people would pay the electric bill or they would pay for the actual, I mean, they didn't have electricity, they would pay for the Shemin Lamar. When they were auctioning off in some Chastari here, Shemin Lamar, people were like, what's that? So that's an old tradition, that people would buy the opportunity to be able to give Shemin Lamar. Why would you buy the opportunity to pay the electric bill? Seems like an odd thing to buy, because we say Mishaberich every single Shabbos for the people that give Shemin Lamar to the Beis HaKnesses. So you want to earn a Mishaberich that people are going to make on your behalf every single Shabbos. So that's a zuchus to be able to do that. So anyway, when the Radvaz was asked that a person had promised to give tzedakah to Aniyah Yerushalayim or Shemin Lamar to a shul in Yerushalayim, he wants to know if there's a violation of Bal Ta'acher on such a thing. So the Radvaz is mechalek, and he says there's no din of Bal Ta'acher by neder l'Beis HaKnesses, because it's not a mitzvah seidah raisa, and therefore you're you're allowed to be ma'akivit. But money for aniyim, you're chayiv to send right away in order not to violate bal ta'achar. He further writes that that's only by most aniyim that you're chayiv to send right away. That's only by the you only have to send the money to the aniyim right away when it's shayoros mitzuyos and you have a secure way to send the money to Yerushalayim. But if it's not a certainty that if you're not able to get the money there in a safe way, so then you don't have to send it until you can find a safe way to get it there. You don't have to start taking risks with the money that it's not going to get there by trusting people who don't seem trustworthy, to get the money to Yerushalayim. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Losa Sekufn and Zayin explains the dinim of Bal Ta'achar, and he says, V'chein kol masha doma lekarban, anything that's even similar to a carbon, she'yidu lebedek habayis, ol tzedaka, ol lebeis hakneses, v'adomalo. You see clearly from the Rambam that even in lebedek habayis or beis hakneses, one violates Bal Ta'achar against the Radvaz, so that's a machlokas, whether there's Bal Ta'achar, when one makes a commitment to give money to a shul, whether there's bal ta'acher if a person delays in giving that money to a shul. Obviously, if the plan initially was when the person made the commitment that I'm going to give this over X number of years, so then there's not bal ta'acher if he does it over the X number of years. That was the original commitment. Bal ta'acher means stam. He says, I'm going to give the money to the shul, so then it may be bal ta'acher to the machlokas Radvaz and Rambam, whether it's bal ta'acher to delay. Okay, so then in the Gemara Darshins, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, that there's nisra bal ta'acher, but who v'lo chilufav? Only the behemoth that you were mafresh initially for the carbon is a violation of bal ta'acher, but the chilufav of that carbon is not going to be subject to bal ta'acher. So from the fact that it says kidrosh yidrushenu elu chatos v'ashamos, we'll get back to who v'lo chilufav soon. Kidrosh yidrushenu, we darshan, the next phrase in the pasuk refers to the chatos and ashamos and olos ushlamim, all of those carbonos you have to bring within the time frame, it would be a violation of bal ta'acher to delay. And then we say Hashem Elokecha. So from those words are extra, because at the beginning of the pasuk it already said kisidar. It said la Hashem. So it could have just said kidrosh yidrushenu meimach. We know who's going to be dorish meimach. We know that it's talking about Hashem. But we darshan from these extra words in the pasuk legabe bal ta'acher that elu tzedakos u'maisros u'bechor, that tzedakos u'maisros u'bechor are also included in bal ta'acher. Meimach ze leket shechopeya. Meimach tells me that leket shechopeya, which go to an ani, since it said legabi the mitzvah of halva to an ani as ha'ani imach, we darshan the brisa mei imach, meaning when it comes to halva, use the term imach. So over here also we darshan from the word mei imach that it relates to things that are aniyim related. So the matnos aniyim are shayach to the iser of bal ta'acher. So tzedakos are also included because that goes to an ani. So meaning lechora we could have, meaning from mei imach we're learning like a shechupe. But the real limud is that anything that goes to an ani, because the word imach is ani related. But we already had a previous limud about tzedakah. So that's what the Turi Evan points out, that in a chidami, had we not had a previous limud about tzedakah, then this could have been a good limud for tzedakah as well. But we always try to fit whatever we can into the earliest part of the pasuk. So whatever we can include in earlier words in the pasuk, we will. So we were able to fit tzedakah in Hashem Elokecha. So now, from the next word, me'imach, we only have left leket shechopeya v'haya b'chachet v'lo b'karban chachet. So v'haya b'chachet, drasha number one, what do we learn from v'haya b'chachet? That it's not going to be a psul in the karban, it's a psul in you, it's a personal obligation to not delay and to not violate bal ta'acher. So amar mar, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, let's go back to that line. We said lo sa'acher l'shalmo hu v'lo chilufav, that it's only it, but that which you switch it out for is not subject to bal ta'acher. Chilufim mai, what chilufav are we talking about? With the chilufav of which karban? If we're talking about that you were mafresh beim referring to olo or shlamim, and then the carbon got lost and you replaced it with another one, and then you found the first one and you were in a schaper with it, so now you have the behema that was supposed to be the chilufa of the olo or shlamim that never got brought, and so that's where we're saying that there's no isra bal ta'achar on that. So that can't be, because mikrav karvi, the halacha is you have to bring it like a carbon olo or a carbon shlamim, so why wouldn't it be subject to bal ta'achar? And if we're talking about a chatos that got lost and you replaced it with another one, and then you found the first one, so you were makar of the first one, so now you have this other one. So you're telling me that that's not subject to Baal Ta'acher. In such a case, it also doesn't make any sense because it's obviously not subject to Baal Ta'acher because Lemisa Azla. The halacha is that this is one of the Chamesh Chatos HaMesos. The Gemara in Tumur Daf Chaf Alvim Beis lists the five Chatos HaMesos. So this is Chatos Shekipru Baaleha. If this is a Chatos that the Baalim already got a kapar with another carbon, it's a Chatos HaMesos. You're not supposed to bring in this carbon at all. So if you're not going to bring in this carbon at all, of course it's not going to be Baal Ta'acher. Elamai Chilufav. So what is Chilufav that we're talking about that we say is not subject to Baal Ta'acher, where there's a Havamina that it would be, but it's still not? Says Gemara, possibility number one, Chilufei Toda. It's a Chiluf of a carbon Toda that got lost and you instead replaced it with another animal. Then you found the first one, and now the two of them got mixed together, and you don't know which one was the original Toda and which one is the Chiluf of. Tani Reb Chia, Toda Shenasarva B'Tumurasa, Umesa Achas Man. If a Toda got mixed with the Tumura, with the one that was meant to replace it, and one of them died, Chaverta in La Takana, and you don't know which one, the surviving one cannot be brought as a carbon, because the Lechem, you're supposed to bring together with carbon Toda, Lachme Toda. But Lachme Toda is only brought with the original. You don't bring Lachme Toda with a replacement Toda. So you don't know which one is the surviving animal. Was it the original or is it the replacement? If it's the original, I need to bring 40 Lachme Toda with it. If it's the replacement, it's puzzle without the 40 Lachme Toda. So I don't know what to do. Hey, Chilav, if it's a replacement, you can't bring the Lachme Toda. It's puzzle if you do bring the Lachme Toda. It would be bring Chul Nazara to bring the Lachme Toda. Say, Chilav, Likrav Lechem Bada. Why should I just take my chances and bring the Lechem, the Lachme Toda with it, the 40 loaves of bread? Dilma Tamuri, maybe it's not the Toda. And the Tamur is part from Lechem. It's going to be Chul Nazara. So Likrav below Lechem. Okay, so I'll take it without Lechem. Assume that it's Tamura and take it without the Lechem. I'll bring it without the Lechem. Dilma Todi, but maybe it really is the original Toda. And the Lechem is Ma'akev. You can't bring it without Lechem. So the same is true by a Toda v'chilufa that kept mixing with each other. Not just a Toda and its Tamura, but a Toda and that which you were, and its Chilufa. If you lost the animal and you designate another animal, you can't bring the remaining animal. So that's what the Brisa says, that there's no din of Baal Ta'acher because there's no possibility to bring it on time. So it says, well, obviously, if I can't bring it, so then it's not going to be Baal Ta'acher. Baal Ta'acher is when I'm shirking my responsibility. I no longer have a responsibility over here. If I'm not able to bring the carbon, of course it's not going to be Baal Ta'acher. So Rav Sheshis, you're right. When we say, Hu v'lo chilufav, it's coming to tell me, and not chilufin of an olav shlamim. But we ask that they're brought like a din of an olav shlamim. Why wouldn't they be subject to Baal Ta'acher? They have the regular din of an olav and shlamim. Hachamay askin, in other cases, kagon sha'avru alav, shnei regalim, v'humam, v'chilulu alacher. You had one animal designated as your olav shlamim. Two regalim passed and you did not yet bring it. And then it developed a mum, so you're mechalal it for another animal to take its place. Vavra love regal echad, and the new animal had one regal pass. Is that a Baal Ta'acher? Because three regalim passed since the chiyuv was generated, so you haven't brought it in three regalim. But this animal hasn't gone through three regalim. So salkadai coming to hold me koach kamakoasi. Come on, Rav love shlosh regalim dami. I might have thought that since it's coming mikoach the original kedusha, the original carbon, therefore it's considered like three regalim passed for this animal. Kamash Milan, that you don't violate Baal Ta'acher unless the animal on its own had three regalim pass, and therefore it's not subject to Baal Ta'acher. Tori Evan writes that it has to be talking about an ol and shlamim of Nadava, that you said Harezu Ola or Shlamim, and that's why when you mafresh another one, you can wait a new three regalim. But an ol and shlamim of a neder, you said Harei Alai, the din is on you, and you've had three regalim. That's what Tori Evan makes that chilik, that if you say Harezu, okay, so this animal didn't have three regalim. So you can say you don't violate Baal Ta'acher. Say, Harei Alai, I've had three regalim since I generated my chiyuv, so then it would be Baal Ta'acher. Ask the Gemara, Ulra Meir, Damar, Kivin Shavar, Lav Regal Echad, over Baal Ta'acher, Mayikal Meimar. So this drush of Huvelo Chilufav, that it's all about how many regalim does it take to violate Baal Ta'acher, if after two regalim you switch the animal, that makes sense if you hold that it takes three regalim to violate Baal Ta'acher. But if you hold it only takes one regal to violate Baal Ta'acher, so what kind of hechitims are you going to come up with? Well, Huvelo Chilufav. Some Rav HaHacham, Even according to Rabbi Meir, we could say that it's talking about chilufei olam shlamim, but we're talking about a case kigon shuhumam betoch haregel. What happened if you had an animal designated as your olam shlamim? You planned on bringing it this yomtiv, and in the middle of yomtiv, if it developed a mum, v'chililo, so right away you're machalil on another animal, va'avra lav haregel. And then that regel finished without you bringing the carbon. So each animal had half of a regel pass on it. Neither animal had the full regel pass. So salkatak kamina hol mikoch kama kasi. I might have thought that since it comes mikoch kama, command to avra lekuli regel dami, that we should view it as if the entire regel has passed with this one animal. Kamashmulan, therefore, it tells us that no, we're not mitstarif. The stafka for regel shalem passed for the chilufin itself, that we're going to say that you violate bal tacher. The Aruch Lener asks a stark akasha. He points out that there's no way you're going to violate bal tacher unless you had a chiyuv with an animal in place for an entire regel. The whole shiloh over here is, but there were two animals, one for one half of the regel, one for the other half of the regel. But wait a second, when the first animal developed a mum, it must have taken you 5 minutes to find another animal. So there were 5 minutes of the regel that there was no animal in place. So there shouldn't even be a havamina that there's bal ta'acher. You didn't have a regel shalem where you had an animal that was ready to be brought. So this is the Aruch Lener's kasha. What's even the havamina that there would be a situation of bal ta'acher? You don't need a drasha of who below chilufav. Okay, we'll stop there and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with v'haya b'chachet and the drashas to be made from that tomorrow. Have a good day, everyone.
Thank you very much.